25. Free energy, 9/11 and weather control. Ongoing cover-up, muddle-up, and censorship of evidence. April 18, 2009. With the publication of new articles and papers about a new study of the, quote, evidence of thermite being used in the destruction of the WTC, the cover-up and muddle-up of the truth has again been enhanced. For example, a new article by Dr. John Moffat on Op-Ed News criticizes the new thermite study in some detail. In this article, Moffat mentions Dr. Wood's research, but in common with many, many other internet posters, makes a significantly misrepresentative statement thus. Still others, like Dr. Judy Wood, believe that the U.S. used directed energy weapons to destabilize the molecular structure of the buildings, thus causing them to collapse into atomic dust. This is false. Dr. Judy Wood states that NIST's contractors committed fraud in producing the WTC report. They exhibited willful blindness in not examining all the evidence. For example, they had a predetermined conclusion and fitted their computer models to that. Dr. Wood does not accuse the U.S. government or military or anyone else of using directed energy weapons, although someone definitely did, but it is certainly not at all clear who it was. Also, Dr. Wood mentions molecular dissociation, not atomic dust. So again, we have a muddle-up by Moffat. It can be noted here that Dr. John Moffat, who was an op-ed news editor, in July of 2008, censored a press release I wanted to post on Op-Ed News, as an article rather than a diary entry, about the presence and relevance of Hurricane Erin on 9/11. Moffat would not allow a press release about the Hurricane Erin study, see Chapter 15, to be posted as an article on Op-Ed News. Any guesses as to why? On the thread of John Moffat's article, we have the usual crowd of posters, some of whom have made thousands of comments, who are unable to mention 9/11, Hurricane Erin, the Hutchison effect, and the word evidence without getting some basic statement wrong, muddling something up, or just being rude and disparaging. Some of them say things like, "I'll never know what happened on 9/11. However, you can find evidence, thanks to Dr. Wood, and you can begin to get a pretty good idea of what happened at the WTC, if you cannot get such a good idea of who did it. In Moffat's Thermite Review article above, another poster, Patrick Lafferty, seems to have come a long way in 3 months. He has gone from mentioning controlled demolition to mentioning directed energy weapons, but again makes no meaningful reference to Hurricane Erin and the Hutchison effect, in common with Alfred Weber, Sophia Smallstorm, Jim Fetzer, and almost everyone else. Perhaps commentary in one or two articles could be relevant to what is going on here. I therefore posted a response in which I ask people to consider issues raised in A World of Abundance or A World of Scarcity, A Call to Awareness, A Time to Choose. Peer review and smear review. Articles like Moffat's and his previous actions seem to emphasize there is an ongoing effort to cover up the weaponization of free energy technology, as I alluded to above. Reading between the lines of posts and responses to Moffat's article above, I see this message coming out loud and clear. It goes like this. We have to keep the reality of free energy covered up at all costs. It's vital to maintain and strengthen the global control grid. This hidden message seems to be echoed on internet forums around the world, with armies, literally, of anonymous posters making false, disparaging, or inaccurate statements about the research pertaining to free energy, 9/11, and weather control. Both individually, but more acutely and specifically in relation to Dr. Wood's collection of evidence and research. But how else can the fear agenda ever be made to work? Knowledge of the reality of free energy technology could neutralize much of the fear-slash-scarcity-based agenda. The cover-up muddle works very well because, crucially, what we see here, for example, is that Moffat criticizes the thermite study, but does not acknowledge other scientific analysis based on other evidence not discussed in the study. Many posters then respond, supporting the supposedly, quote, peer-reviewed thermite study in some way, shape, or form. However, the posters themselves also ignore the evidence of the use of one or more free energy-based directed energy weapons, and they fail to point out the lack of huge explosions or the lack of heat generally, as well as the steel being turned to dust, not melted. The ongoing and repeated pattern is that no posters are able to mention Hutchison Effect, Hurricane Erin, 9/11 and free energy in the same post without making rude or disparaging remarks. As can be seen in response to a post I made on the article above, William Whitten used the word mud in the title and body of his post. He proved my point yet again. So I can only offer this advice. Keep looking at the evidence, not the rhetoric and rudeness, or solely at the, quote, peer review process, which rapidly becomes a smear review process when certain evidence and websites are mentioned. Trying to run things into a ditch. This implies that if true information is heading toward exposure, like a freight train, those who want the information suppressed must get control of this freight train so they can run it into the ditch. Thermite was carefully used to divert people, unknowingly, into the ditch, who were beginning to ask questions about the unexplained anomalies on 9/11. Once on the thermite bandwagon, headed down a dead-end street, they're no longer a problem. It is those who won't be herded onto that bandwagon that become the next problem. They, too, must be rounded up and somehow diverted from where they were headed before the truth comes out. One common diversion is to distort the message, example, space beams and ray beams from outer space, to deter people from considering energy weapons. When that no longer works, there's a struggle for control of that freight train. Is this where we are? If there is enough muddle-up and rude remarks, readers who have an open mind but lack discernment skills or sufficient time to sort through all of the distractions will soon become disinterested and give up in trying to establish the truth in matters such as this. Without a truly unbiased, independent, and open peer review system, which doesn't feel threatened by vested commercial, academic, and credentialist or ego-based interests, there is no obvious way to turn over the sorting of the wheat from the chaff to any organized group. Without this, the cover-up and muddle-up tends to work as planned. Engineered ignorance is almost guaranteed. The only way around this, for the moment, is for each and every one of us to do the sorting ourselves. Clearly, there is a lot riding on this issue. Perhaps as much as the very survival of this planet and all life on it.